When I went to the memory verse this morning, and I'm trying to be faithful to the verse of the week, the memory verse that you all have in your little discoveries, and this is hard after sharing off of the Psalms, from the Psalms, for probably, I don't know, over 25 years to take this, just this one little verse, and sometimes I don't think it's, when I start, I think, ooh, I don't want to share from that, but anyway, it just seems, you know, it doesn't have it. And this morning it was a verse in Genesis, and it's talking about Joseph, and Joseph was in prison for something he didn't even do, and I thought, such a downer. But then I read the verse, and I started thinking on it and contemplating on it, and I thought, well, maybe it's not a downer after all, because it tells us the wonderful ways God works in a man or woman's life when circumstances aren't the best. Sometimes we're accused of things, sometimes things don't go right, and that doesn't really make any difference as far as our personal relationship with the Lord goes. And even though he was in a really straight place, he was in a hard place, he was in a place where many men would turn from the Lord and say, it's not worth it. Why go on? Why am I here, Lord? And do a bunch of complaining and spending your energy that way. Instead, Joseph was just faithful in what God gave him to do. He was just faithful. And because of that, he was so faithful. He was such a great guy. You ever think of Joseph as a great guy? He was such a great guy that the keeper of the prison, the guy that was in charge of the prison, saw his very character, and he didn't even have to, he gave Joseph some things to do, and he didn't even have to consider, he didn't have to even think about it anymore. He could let Joseph do it because he knew Joseph was going to perform. Wow. Wow. Sometimes in our lives, that's what we need. Are we so close to Jesus? Do we get as close to him as we can that when even the rough times come sometimes, and maybe it's just 10 minutes a day, but when the rough time, sometimes it's 24 hours a day. Have you ever had one like that? Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, when nothing goes right, everything goes wrong. But anyway, if we're tight with the Lord, if we're close to the Lord, then he will see that whatever we do with our hand will prosper. Hallelujah. Let's stand and say this verse together. The keeper of the prison looked not to anything that was under his hand, because the Lord was with him, and that which he did, the Lord made it to prosper. Amen. We can celebrate Jesus in our lives as Joseph was celebrating Jehovah. As he was celebrating Jehovah, he was able to do anything. Aha, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us.